Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. A couple of updates on some things we've talked about here in the last few minutes. First of all, Disney Ryan, who knows more about Disney movies than anybody. I wonder which ones make him cry the most.
I'll ask him.
Yeah, he didn't say. But he emailed to say that there will be no James Earl Jones in the new Lion King movie. The Lion King is a prequel showing how Scar became Scar and Mufasa. If you don't know the story, they are brothers, and Mufasa is king in The Lion King, and Scar is his brother, and they do not get along. And Scar did not show up for the presentation of Simba, which is going to be the future king. That's that's the birth of the child, and they present him as future king.
What was his excuse that day?
He said, oh, is that today? Chris Mufasa went to see him about it. He goes, oh, I forgot all about that. Is that today?
Do you respect that as a man who's excused his way out of a lot of events?
No, I always try to make something up. I never, oh my God, I got a wedding. Oh, I've got
out of town.
Oh, out of town.
I can't. I have pickle.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very Harry and William.
Yeah, it is. It's very Harry.
Like when William, has another child.
Yeah.
And presents it, and Harry doesn't come. He's like, no, was that today?
Right. Exactly.
Oh, Meghan had a thing.
What do they say about Lion King? It's Hamlet, right? Isn't that the story? Is the woman who was writing it, they say, oh, you're doing an adaptation of Hamlet. And she goes, oh, I didn't even realize that when she wrote it. She didn't know it, but that's basically what it is. Disney movies, and we were talking about Finding Nemo is not on this list of the ones that make people cry the most.
Adults
cry. Finding Nemo is not on there, and Frozen. Now, in both cases, either mom or both parents die early in the movie. But the ending is uplifting. Mm-hmm. Nemo is found and Frozen, figured
Bambi's
out.
Bambi's uplifting, too. I mean, the sad part is in the
beginning. Is in the beginning.
The heaviest part is in the beginning.
So sad.
I think Bambi was one that I remember as a child. Oh. I think for a lot of people, especially millennials.
Crushing.
That's like the one you remember, too.
It's crushing.
That just, I mean, it's just right there in the beginning. You're like, what?
I know. Mom is killed. Honestly, the one that is most sad on the whole list to me is probably Old Yeller or Toy Story 3. Mm-hmm. They are just gut-wrenching. And Bambi, of course. I mean, those are really sad.
It's been ages since I've seen Dumbo. I don't remember the ending.
Yeah, I don't know Dumbo very well.
He's taken from his mother. That's the sad part.
Right. Okay.
And I believe he is reunited. I barely remember it, but I knew they're the taken from the mother part.
Yeah.
Well, joins the circus because he can fly.
Yeah. Disney will kill off a parent, as you know. They'll do a father or a mother.
Not uncommon in a lot of storytelling.
They will kill them off.
Mm-hmm.
Now
because the hero has to find his or her own way.
I saw Old Yeller in school. They showed it to us in school in the library when I was about 10 years old, and I could not believe the ending of that movie.
Saw it in schools.
Oh.
You ever see Sounder?
Crushing. No, I haven't seen
it.
It's
another dog story. We took a school bus trip to the, I think they took us to the Bird Theater in Richmond on Cary Street. Still there. Classic movie palace. And Sounder takes a bullet in the head, too.
Jeez.
From a bad guy. We were crushed. We were on a field trip.
Of course.
Yeah, we're probably 11, 12 years old.
Of course.
And then poor Sounder in a puddle of his own blood.
And then, awful. And then poor Travis has to kill Old Yeller himself.
Because he's your dog.
Yeah, and the mom says, your daddy will do it when he gets home. And
no, mom.
It's my dog.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. He's my dog. Dang. And remember, he didn't even want Old Yeller at first. I don't know Old Yeller dog. He wanted a horse, and he got Old Yeller. Oh, crushing. Speaking of dogs, in the Dem Report, we heard about Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. His dog almost taken by a coyote, but the wife went out and yanked the dog back away from the coyote and said, thank goodness the dog's fat.
Dog was too fat for the coyote to get over the fence.
So we've talked a little about coyotes lately. We had a coyote spotted near our yard. So my wife says we have to do either one of a few things. One, buy a donkey.
Llama,
alpaca.
Yeah.
Or have my son and myself urinate around the entire perimeter. We did that. We went ahead and peed around.
Okay, good. Is it on camera?
I'm sure from somebody's
doorbell.
Doorbell cam got it.
What are they doing?
Frank says, my oldest son has a cottage business killing coyotes in the eastern part of the state, usually on dairy farms. He uses the coyotes' normal tactics against them. He has trained his dog to act lame and whine near the edge of the woods to draw out the coyotes.
Wow.
He shoots them, two rifles and a sidearm, as they come out. And he has a deal with his dog that the dog gets to kill one of them. So the dog will kill one.
That's quite a side business.
I am blown away. This is, and Frank says this is all legal with state permits. He makes about $3,000 to $10,000 per job. One of the farmers that he did work for told him that one cow is worth about $12,000 a year in milk production, and coyotes will kill multiple cows every month. So it's worth it to him to pay $3,000 to $10,000 for every time my son goes out.
Crazy.
And I like that dog too. That dog wants a piece.
It's a hell of a dog.
That dog wants.
It's a hell of a dog.
That's wild.
Is that unbelievable or what? Yeah, and the dog wants a piece of it. Exactly. My goodness, I'm impressed by that. Okay, so I guess you can actually do that. I didn't know that. I would have thought that would be illegal to. I guess not. If in that case, and he says it's done legally through with state permits.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Wonder how big this dog and this brilliant dog is in question.
That was my question too. What kind of dog is it? Some sort of hunting dog, like a pointer or something like that? Do you think?
I don't know. You got to be some trained to play sick.
You hear that? He trains the dog to
not
whine.
To play dead.
He beats the coyote his own game. He goes to the edge of the woods and plays whine.
Oh no, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, here come the coyotes. Bam, shot.
That's like how they used to catch like on old New York City cops episodes. Mm-hmm. They'd have somebody pretend to be drunk in the subway.
Is that right?
To catch somebody robbing them, yeah.
Yeah.
So one cop would pretend to be the drunk guy, be like, oh, stumbling around, falling a bench. Somebody come up to pick his pocket, and they'd be like, freeze.
Bing.
Gotcha.
No kidding. Yeah. That seems like entrapment almost.
Might have been. It was the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, you could go ahead and do it.
Well, you didn't make him commit the crime. You didn't entrap him.
Well, that's right. I guess that's right. Yeah. But now if you go up and say to a prostitute, I want to buy you, if they say, are you a cop? You have to say yes, right?
No, that's always been
How's that
no,
work?
That's a fiction.
Yeah. Is that fiction?
Yeah, that's fiction because they've had those episodes too. Where it's like, I asked you if you're a cop. I'm like, yeah, brother, that's not real.
Oh, I would have thought that. I've seen enough Law and Order. I thought that was the thing. I thought you had to say.
Yeah.
That's not real?
Yeah.
I think we've had officers debunk that.
So a cop can go up to a prostitute and say, how much, honey? And she'll say $200 for the night. And they say you're under arrest.
But it's usually way more cagey than that.
Yeah, and they have to get him.
Hey, honey, looking for a date.
Oh, that's
and they have to get him to agree. The thing is they have to get him to agree.
To a price.
To a price. So what if you pull up, the cop pulls up, says, you know, hey, I'm looking for a date.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, how much for a little action, a little oral fun?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, I'll do it for 50.
Yeah.
And then once you have like, okay, well, once they agree to it.
An
then
act
they
and a price?
Yeah. Then they swoop in.
Okay.
But they can't be like, well, it's 50 for a BJ unless you're a cop.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't. I really thought, well, of course, I learn everything from TV.
Yeah. Well, because they always say, do I look like a cop?
Right.
Yeah. Look how I'm dressed. Would I look like a cop?
Yeah.
There is a one of the heaviest, darkest episodes of South Park ever involves one of the police officers going undercover to catch Johns.
Mm-hmm.
He goes undercover as a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what you're supposed to do is holler the safe word. Like, you know, when you hear the code word, everybody swoops in, like Biggie said, and makes the arrest. But he goes through all the acts and then he arrests He lets people do the most
degrading,
depraved, degrading things to him, and then he calls
him. And
then
he calls him. Yeah. you gotta go earlier. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that count.
One of my best friends is a cop.
Yeah.
And for a while, he was put in the vice unit, and they sent him out to do some of the undercover stings. He was driving a truck to pick up the prostitutes. He looked so much like a cop that the prostitutes knew, even when he was dingy and dumb.
Oh,
down.
Really?
Yeah.
He looked too much like
he'd
a cop.
He'd pull up, he'd be like, hey, they'd be like, beat it, cop. Finally, after one day of him, they were like, man, you look too clean.
Right, you're too clean cut. Yeah. Off the force. You got to go back to something else.
Yeah, you're
go to narcotics or something.